It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Issues 2024. I'm Steve McIntosh, and our guest is Wichita Festivals, Inc. CEO Nancy Dooling. Welcome to Issues 2024, Nancy.
Thank you so much.
You know, the Wichita River Festival will be May 31st to June 8th this year. The first River Festival was May 27th, 1972, called the Wichitennial River Festival and Traders Day. They sold about 2,000 tickets at a buck a piece. We've come a long way since then, haven't we?
Yes, we have.
Now, is this River Festival number 52? Is that right?
You are correct.
Okay. Share some of visitor. Can you share some numbers with us? How many came out to the show in 2023?
Sure. We had over 300 festival attendees.
300,000?
Yes, 300,000.
Okay. How does that compare with the years in the past then?
We had some rain challenges last year, and we just, our attendance was down a little bit from 2022.
What's it been about the average over the years? About 320, 330, somewhere like, do you know?
Before COVID, we were hitting numbers of over 400,000.
Wow. Okay. Time to get them back up there, huh?
Yes.
What was the peak year, do you know?
I would say it was 2019.
Wow. Now, how does...
That's the...
Okay, go ahead.
Golden year.
That's the golden year, 2019?
Okay. Yes.
All right. How does Riverfest rank with other visitor attractions in Kansas?
We communicate that we are the largest festival in the state of Kansas. I do not know what other numbers. I believe for the state fair this past year was a little bit over 300,000, but they are a 10-day event.
That's about the only thing I would say you could compare with, because they're on a limited time run, and so are you,
of
a certain time. Has anybody ever calculated the economic impact on Wichita?
Yes, it's $25 million back to the community.
Okay. And I guess those visitors are coming from, where did they come from? Do you ever do a study on that, where the visitors come from?
Yes, we have a partnership with Visit Wichita, and they are able to track volunteers from Oklahoma City, Dallas, Kansas City, and even Omaha now. A lot of it depends on our concert lineups, and people will travel to see these different groups. Last year, I spoke to someone that came from Ohio.
Ever anybody from, I'll bet you get people from other countries, although...
Well, last year we did, because the Sister Cities was having an event.
Okay.
So there was a group from France.
What impact then did COVID, the pandemic, have? What was the impact on the Riverfest overall?
Well, our attendance and then the number of events that we have. I guess I don't know if it's COVID or whether it's something to do with everyone likes their phone now, so they don't volunteer like they have in the past. We depend a lot on the community with new event ideas.
We're talk about volunteers here in a minute, because they're very important to you.
Yes.
Before we talk about that, who is serving as Admiral Windwagon Smith this year?
That is Lyle Schutte, who is a 40-year-plus volunteer.
Well, then he ought to know what he's doing there. Yeah.
Yes, he does.
Tell me, what does he do? Is he a retired person? Do you know what he's done for a living?
Yes, he is.
Okay. Uh-huh.
He's retired. How he got involved was with the Kansas Air National Guard.
Ah, okay.
Years ago, he was in the antique bathtub races and was a champ, and also had the fastest time and was in the Guinness World Book of Records.
And when we talk about Admiral Windwagon Smith, I always like to talk about the schooner mates a little bit. Tell us about that. Well, how does that work, the schooner mates?
Sure. It's local juniors that are selected by their high school, and then they are also the ambassador with the Admiral throughout the nine-day festival.
Now, this is co-ed, isn't it? Boys and girls?
It is. Uh-huh. Yes.
So how do these kids, how do they get involved with that? Do they apply through Wichita festivals?
No, it's from their school. We send out applications, and then the principal or the counselor will meet with the child, and then we will get that name from the high school.
And what are you looking for there? Is it an audition type thing where they need to do something?
No, it's just strictly from the high school.
All right. Is it fun?
It is fun, and and what's really neat about it is the relationships. Some of the kids will unite and become college roommates.
Wow. So you've had some pretty good success there.
Yes.
And when it comes to what they do exactly, what are their duties over the 10-day run or 9-day run?
They are meeting and greeting attendees. They actually get to participate in some of the events. If we don't have enough with our cardboard regatta, they might become a team real quick.
Wow. Now, how important are volunteers?
They are the backbone of the organization. Currently, right now, our food court is being set up. And we have volunteers down there working with our vendors, making sure that everything happens correctly.
How many volunteers do you have?
We actually need, there's actually 8,000 slots.
8,000 slots?
That we have available.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Who are these people? What do they, do they fit a mold? I mean, are they a certain age or a certain gender?
Actually, we're very blessed that there's several companies here in town that provide volunteers for us. We work very closely with Marriott International Customer Engagement Center, Spiro Aerosystem. They take on one whole day. Cargill, CarMax. There's just a number of companies in town, Capital Federal, there's a number of groups.
Okay, so they bring them to you. How does one volunteer? Just through your work then, or can you come as an individual and volunteer?
You can come as an individual. Mm-hmm. Actually, just go on our website at WichitaRiverFest.com, and under the volunteer tab are the opportunities that are available.
Did you work as a volunteer?
I did not.
Okay. Tell me a little about yourself. How did you get involved with this?
Well, years ago, I was at the Wichita Convention and Visitors Bureau. And when Barbara Yarnell Chamberlain left, she reached out to me and said, "Nancy, I'm leaving. Please apply." And so I did. So I was with festivals for the festival for 6 years. And then I left and just have been with nonprofits and came back in 2000 when we were taking over the coordination of the Bank of America River Run. And then was recruited by another nonprofit and did nonprofit work for another 15 years. And then in 2022, after COVID, I applied for this position.
So what are your take on the job at this point? What's the biggest challenge that you face every year for River Festival?
The sponsorship dollars.
Okay.
Revenue. And it's been cut back since COVID.
So who are these sponsors? I know that are the media sponsoring things, or is it the aircraft plants? Who are the big sponsors?
Yes, you have hit that. Capital Federal, Fidelity River Run. I am sorry, Fidelity Bank.
Yeah, right.
Who sponsors the River Run.
Right.
Yes. And the radio stations, you're right. They do a lot of promotion for us. But there's just a number of sponsors that are so generous to us.
And some of those people that you just mentioned, they've been around for a long time. Fidelity, of course, it's a hometown company, and they've been super involved, I know. And there are others
as well. And their president, Aaron, was a Prairie Schooner mate at one time.
Oh, well, there you go. He has a training then.
Yes, he does.
You're listening to Issues 2024 on the Odyssey radio stations, and our guest is Wichita Festivals, Inc., CEO Nancy Dooling. Okay, let's talk a little bit about the nuts and bolts of what's going on here. How much are the buttons, and where can we buy one?
The adult price this year is $20, and the child is 10, and that's for a child aged 5 to 11, and you can purchase those at the Quick Trip locations, and that's even in El Dorado, Derby, and Newton. You can purchase here at our office, or you can purchase online on our website.
And I was in a Quick Trip recently, and I was buying a donut, and I said, hey, they had a little sign that said, hey, buy your River Festival button here.
Yes, and that's another great sponsor is Quick Trip.
Yeah.
They help us a lot.
You brought up something, and that, I'm sure that when you talk about people who attend Riverfest, I'm sure there are a lot of people that are not just from Wichita proper or Metro Wichita. They're coming up from the smaller cities around, like Newton and Halstead and some in Butler County, like Augusta, right?
Yes, actually, Derby is the next second largest group of residents that attend, and then Andover.
Okay. Very good. Now, Friday's festivities coming up begin with the Admiral's Breakfast. How does one get invited to that, I wonder?
Actually, it's our sponsors and our volunteers.
Okay, so the public can't go to that then. All right, I got you. But it's a good way to kick it off. Do you have a speaker? Do you get up and make a speech, or is it kind of a cheerleading
session?
Actually,
it's the Admiral.
The Admiral does, okay.
Yes.
And he gets everybody fired up, and he tells them that it's going to be a great time, right?
Yes, that's right.
Okay, now, one of my favorites, and I know a big favorite over the years, has been the Sundown Parade in the evening. Tell me about Sundown Parade.
We're very excited this year. We have over 80 entries, and it's just great fun. I mean, people come together to see such beautiful floats and all kinds of different events that will be showcased throughout the festival.
That I just sponsored this year for Sundown is who's sponsoring the Sundown Parade?
That is Star Lumber.
Star Lumber. All right. That evening, Friday evening, is there also a fireworks display that evening?
There is after the concerts.
All right. Tell me about the concert and the fireworks display.
Sure. We have CC Music Factory, Tag Team, and Digital Underground. And then once they are complete, then we will have the fireworks with Textron Aviation. And that will begin at 10:45.
All right. You got the fun run on a Saturday morning. For some people, it's not much fun because they're not in shape. But tell us about the fun.
Sure. It's a 1 mile long, and we're encouraging families and companies to get out and come enjoy the event.
Now, is that the same as the River Run or not?
Yes, it is. It's Fidelity River Run, and then we have a 10K,
right.
A 5K, the 1 mile fun run,
okay,
and then the tot trot.
I was interested in the not the fun run, but the longer one, the 10K and the 5. I actually, when I was a runner, I actually 1 year, 2 years, I went down and ran both of those. It was a lot of fun. I didn't win. I didn't even come
close. Well, Steve, you should have.
I'll tell you that. if you're a runner or you even think you are, go down and get involved in it because it is exciting. You got all these people all around you and just running and about a halfway through, I had the experience of just nobody was talking. All you heard was these feet hitting the pavement. It's great fun. Now tell me about the food court this year. What can I find on the food court?
Well, this year all your favorites. There'll be hamburgers. There'll be the funnel cakes. This year, unfortunately, the turkey legs are not going to be here because of the meat prices.
Okay, the turkey legs priced themselves out of the food court.
They did.
And is it open? It's open every day for the run of the festival.
Yes, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Friday and Saturday nights. And then Sunday through Thursday, it'll be 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. And just to let people know, during the lunchtime from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., everyone is welcome. You do not have to have a button at that time.
Oh, that's good. I mean that's my friends and I have come down there a few times at lunch. I know a lot of people come out of the office and come down there for that because especially if the weather's nice, good place to sit outside and have something good to eat. The food court's a big favorite. Tell me about music. You mentioned a while ago about concerts, and music has become pretty important, I think, to the River Festival. Tell me about the concerts. Give us a rundown on what the concerts are this year, if you will.
So we talked about Friday night. Mm-hmm. Saturday night will be Hunter Hayes. Sunday night, we will have local entertainment, and that is, Harrison Steele and Monterey Jack.
Okay.
And then gospel on Monday night, and it is a sister duo. It's Bridget and Vicky, and so it's called VB Praise. And these two ladies sang with the Sound of Blackness, which has won several Grammy Awards. And then on Tuesday night, we have Drake White. Wednesday night, Fog Hat. And then we have Starship featuring Mickey Thomas. Thursday night is Danielle Nicole. And Friday night is our Hispanic music. And then on Saturday, we will close out with DJ Carbon, Rudy Love, and Coolin' the Gang.
All right. That's a pretty good lineup. Where actually do they physically perform? Are they on a stage?
Yes, a stage will be built.
Is it near Kennedy Plaza?
On Kennedy Plaza.
Yeah. Now, these are concerts. Is there a Twilight Pops concert as well?
There is not.
There's not. Okay, that's something that they don't do anymore. All right. Now, let's talk a little bit about the behavior of the people who come to the River Festival. Because I know that, for one thing, you're not supposed to bring pets down there. Is that correct?
Correct. That's a city ordinance.
And that would be dogs, cats, snakes, alligators, anything like that, then.
Well, nowadays, everybody can have I can't think what it's called.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. It's the security pet, or the, I know what you're talking about. And it slips my mind as well.
A therapy pet.
There you go. There you go. Right.
Therapy pet.
Okay.
Yes.
So that's permissible. Mm-hmm.
Tell me.
Tell me about security then. The police officer.
Oh, about security?
Yeah. Overall security.
Sure. We work very closely with the Wichita Police Department. And then we have several security companies here in town.
And I have to tell you that over the years, in the news, we have reported very, very few problems.
Incidents.
Mm-hmm. But you do have, every now and then somebody does something. And can you give us an idea? Maybe once or twice a year. It doesn't happen very often, does it?
Since we started fencing, the incidents have decreased considerable. Last year we had less than 10 incidents.
Yeah. And the other thing is you do have... I understand paramedics standing by in any situation where there's a lot of people down there.
Yes, we work very closely with Sedgwick County EMT.
Mm-hmm. The efforts over the years to publicize the event, I'm sure you don't have a bazillion dollars to go and buy newspaper but magazine ads and broadcasting all over the country to say, hey, come to Wichita. But does Visit Wichita do a good job on that kind of thing, though?
They do an excellent job. Mm-hmm. They are on top of it. Okay. They really do.
When it comes to, of course, you mentioned sponsorships and so forth. Are there other ways that you generate income? In other words, do you get any government money or grants or anything like that, Nancy?
We do not. Now, during COVID, we did.
Oh, you did? Okay. Getting a little happy out there. Okay. Now, do you personally have a favorite event?
Oh, I can't say that.
that's a political answer. You couldn't say that. Well,
they're all my favorite.
is there, I'm not even going to ask you this, but is there one that's the biggest event, favorite event overall for all the visitors, or can you tell?
Actually, this city loves fireworks.
Oh, yeah.
So we have the opening night fireworks. And the closing night fireworks by Capitol Federal. And this year, we wanted to add a third show. So we are doing a show Tuesday night with the military salute at Drake White. And then the fireworks to follow on Tuesday, June 4th. And we need to thank Fidelity Bank for their sponsorship.
Well, it's quite a party. Do you talk to people from other cities who do this kind of thing, Nancy?
Yes, there is a International Festival Events Association that we belong to. And so there's a lot of affinity groups that we can get great information from. When we came back after COVID, they were very surprised that we were able to have the festival.
At all, yeah.
Yes.
One more thing we need to mention. It just almost slipped my mind, and that is the hunt for the medallion. You're going to do that again this year?
Yes, Wichita Eagle. And that will start on, the clues will start on Thursday, May 30th.
And what can you, if you find the medallion, what's the prize on that?
I believe it's a $1,000 cash prize.
I tell you, there's people who have been doing that every year, and they really get involved in it. All right. Wichita River Festival coming up. And again, it's the 31st of May through June 8th this year. The buttons are $20 for adults, and you can get them at any Quick Trip store. And if you're going to have, it's a good family deal to come to. Come on down and spend some time with us. And should be a great festival again this year. Nancy, hey, thanks for being with us. As always, we appreciate it. Best of luck to you, putting on a great show. Our guest, Wichita Festivals, Inc. CEO, Nancy Dooling. And that's all for this edition of Issues 2024. We'll be back next week. Thank you for listening. I'm Steve McIntosh.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valenti, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.